From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Texas lawmakers have spent the past few weeks playing catch-up on a 2-year-old sexual abuse case at a state school for juvenile offenders. The case has led to several hundred other allegations involving staff and inmates at many of the state's juvenile detention facilities. Now, state lawmakers are asking why the original case was never prosecuted. From member station KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott reports.
Joseph Galloway was 15 years old when he was first sentenced to the Texas Youth Commission, or TYC. In his 4 years of incarceration, his mother Ginger says her son has faced physical and mental abuse by other kids and TYC staff. Then just a few days ago, her son admitted to her that he had been sexually abused by a staff member. She says he was also raped when a guard put him in a cell with a larger, older juvenile.
And the officer pushed my son inside that cell and locked the door and then stood there and listened to that boy beat my son down until he weakened him to the point that he raped him and sodomized him.
Galloway's case is just one of more than 150 new abuse investigations that state officials have opened in the last couple of weeks, along with hundreds of other allegations. Over the last week, law officers have visited 22 facilities to investigate. The Dallas Morning News and Texas Observer first wrote about a Texas Ranger report of sexual abuse. The media stories focused on the TYC's West Texas State School and how the local district attorney had basically ignored the allegations for almost 2 years. Ted Royer is a spokesman for Governor Rick Perry.
Well, frankly, we're not sure if the district attorney would have ever moved forward had an outside group not contacted a state representative who contacted our office in November of last year to notify us that the DA had refused to prosecute these crimes.
Even so, it wasn't until January that the state attorney general's office took over prosecution of the case. Since then, there have been daily allegations of horrific abuses and perceived lapses in oversight. Those events erupted Thursday when a new legislative committee, created specifically to direct an overhaul of the state youth commission, held its first meeting. It included testimony from the report's author, Ranger Brian Brzezinski.
I promised each one of those victims that I would do everything in my power as a Texas Ranger to ensure that justice would be served and that this didn't happen again. The Rangers would not fail them, and I made that perfectly clear to each one of them. I can only imagine what the students think about the Ranger who was unable to bring them justice.
When Brzezinski finished, he received a standing ovation from lawmakers and observers. That moment and what came next were some of the most stunning at the Texas State Capitol in years. As the TYC's board then sat before the committee, lawmakers began to attack. When asked about the abuse allegations and why nothing had been done, board members shuffled between blaming a lack of money to simply saying they didn't know what was going on. That didn't sit well with Lufkin Representative Jim McReynolds.
We're not getting down to the heart of... You're responsible for 5,000 children that are incarcerated, and they're God's children. And bad things have happened, and excuse me, they haven't happened in the last 2 weeks. Bob, you've been on the board since 01. I read last night till I wanted to vomit. What's happened since 2001?
The committee ended the dramatic meeting with a vote of no confidence in the Texas Youth Commission board. The state-run investigations will continue with the appointment of a former deputy attorney general to guide the inquiry. A juvenile justice advocate has said he expects the whole mess to get uglier before it gets better. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Austin.